RadioSt.Pete.com presents Job Talk with Dean Logan. Job Talk with Dean Logan is presented in part by Eagle Datagistics. Eagle Datagistics is one of the premier Oracle Gold partners on the East Coast. Eagle Datagistics, providing hardware and software sales, data recovery, DBA services, and recruiting. With more than 10 years in business, in downtown St. Petersburg, it's Eagle Datagistics. Now, let's go live to our studio on the 10th floor of the Plaza Tower in downtown St. Petersburg, the offices of Eagle Datagistics. Now, with Job Talk, here's Dean Logan.
And thank you, Joe Bordeaux, and welcome to Job Talk, the only radio program in Tampa Bay dedicated to talking about jobs. I'm your host, Dean Logan, and for those of you new to the program, my goal is to talk with every employer I can, big and small, and in every industry so that anyone who's considering moving their business or making a change in their employment will know what it's like to live, work, and play in Tampa Bay. All of my guests are making a positive difference in the community, and listening to Job Talk is a way to get to know them just a little bit better. One of the things I like the best about being the host of this program is that I get to meet some very interesting people. Some are not getting a lot of headlines, but are doing a lot of great things sort of behind the scenes in the community. And that describes my guest today. We're lucky to welcome Rob Kapusta to the show. He's here to share his knowledge of innovative St. Petersburg companies with us. Welcome to Job Talk, Rob.
Thank you. Happy to be here on another sunny day here in St. Petersburg.
It is a beautiful day, that's for sure. So, listen, I want to thank you very much for being a guest today. I always enjoy having you as a guest. I always learn something new about what's going on in the community every time I talk to you. And listen, you were here about a year ago, and since we have a lot of new listeners since that time who would like to get to know you and the projects you're involved in, let's start by telling us about yourself up until the time you joined Fisher & Sauls. Where are you from, for example?
Well, I'm from the Northeast, got tired of the cold weather, from Connecticut originally. Mm-hmm. And went to school in the Northeast, and then realized that, you know, this cold weather really wasn't for me. So came down and attended Stetson Law School, got my law degree there, and then decided to become a professional student, went for some additional schooling at University of Florida, and then finally had to face the real world and go out and practice law. And I've been with the law firm of Fisher & Sauls for over 25 years now.
My goodness.
And so.
And that's quite a prestigious law firm. It's been around a long time.
We've been around for 80 years,
and
so we've seen a lot, seen St. Pete change and grow a lot, and I think this is a very, very exciting time for St. Pete with, you know, the development of downtown and all of St. Pete, and a lot of exciting projects going on, a lot of talk out there as to what could be, you know, other future projects that, you know, may come to be. So the quality of life we have here is fantastic, and I think the secret is slowly getting out about, you know, how great a community St. Pete is. Whenever I talk to anybody, either they've heard of it or if they haven't, once they hear of it, they're like, wow, you've got all that? I didn't know that.
It's really true. I get the same reaction sometimes. So, and, you know, I see you at the Tiger Bay luncheons from time to time. How long have you been a member there?
I've been a member of Tiger Bay for about 20 years. It's a
really
nice organization. They always bring interesting speakers in, and, you know, the idea is to get the Fang and Claw Award by asking the toughest question and trying to put the speakers kind of through the ringer to make sure, you know, don't let them off easy.
Mm-hmm.
So on occasion, I have won that.
Really?
So.
Okay. I'm going to have to ask some questions in the future myself there, too. And have you, can you, are there any favorite speakers that you can tell us about there?
Well, I'd say one would be Bill Edwards and his talk. He always has interesting things to say. He's always an insightful person.
Mm-hmm.
Second would be Rick Baker, former mayor here. He always has written a couple of books on St. Petersburg, knows a lot about what's happening in St. Pete, and he always has an interesting viewpoint. So I'd say those are probably two of my more favorite interesting speakers there.
Wonderful. Now, my guest today is Rob Kapusta, president of Fisher & Sauls. So let's talk about some of the things you've been involved with. You are the chair of the St. Petersburg Downtown Partnership.
Yes, I am, and that's an organization that's really geared towards helping and attracting businesses and economic development. And unlike the Chamber, which is a great organization, we're more narrowly focused on kind of downtown St. Pete, which is kind of a little bit of an amorphous term because downtown St. Pete is growing so much. Mm-hmm. But we try to do what we can to help out with attracting businesses here or making this a friendly environment or attractive environment for companies to locate here.
Mm-hmm. And you, let's talk about some of the exciting companies that are in town right now. What was your first investment? What company?
Well, one thing the St. Pete Downtown Partnership does, and has a very, very, very small fund that we can invest in promising companies that are located in downtown St. Pete that are startups. And one of the first ones we invested in is LumaStream, which is an LED lighting company. They're located now at 2201 First Avenue South in a building there, and they've hooked up with St. Pete College. So there are people that are working there that are getting their degree, but they're learning to use the machinery and equipment that is used by LumaStream to help manufacture some of these lights and light fixtures. So it's a win-win situation because the students get hands-on experience, and you know they may not have the expertise, but we can use some of the different products that they make. We have the ability to use those.
Yeah, and who's behind LumaStream?
The CEO is Eric Higgs. He's the founder and a very dynamic individual.
He's also an artist.
I was going to say, interestingly enough, also an artist. He's got both the right side and left side of the brain working for him.
Yeah.
So he's a very talented artist, and he has some works here in downtown St. Pete that are public art.
Really? Anything that I might have seen?
You know, the entrance to the 400 Beach Drive condo,
right?
There's a very modern sculpture there. It's off of 5th Avenue North. It's not along Beach Drive.
Mm-hmm.
If you go in that entrance there, that's one of his works.
Definitely have to check that out. Okay. What other companies have you been involved with here through the partnership?
Well, the second company that we put some money in is SavvyCard, and that's a very interesting company headed up by David Etheridge. Both LumaStream and SavvyCard have been hiring people, not in great gobs, but as they're growing, they're hiring more people.
Mm-hmm.
I am not a technology person and don't speak their lingo, but the best way I can describe it is they have a card that it's like a mobile website that can show up on your phone, on your computer. It's like a business card, but much, much more so than that. That allows a person, use it in different applications. For example, realtors, they can use this card, send it to their customers, and on what's sent to them, they get a whole listing of the houses that are for sale, contact information, maybe if you're purchasing a house, you know, who's a good banker or a good lawn guy, things of that nature. So there's a very, very diverse application to that is readily usable across all forms of computers, iPhones, mm-hmm. Google phones, all of the different mobile phones, mm-hmm. iPads.
So how did you happen to come across SavvyCard, though? Did you know David before?
Met David, again, through the partnership. He'd heard about the partnership also and knew some people on the board. So one thing led to another, and as is often the case, got to know them, like them. And they have, interestingly enough, if anyone's very interested in learning much more detail, they have a lunch every other week that people are welcome to. And if you go to their website, and I don't have what it is off the top of my head, they'll explain their whole product and explain what they're doing and the applications, and it's a very interesting lunch.
Great. Now, there's some other companies, too. One of them is Priatech. Tell us about that company. I've heard so much about them.
That's a new company to St. Pete that everyone's going to pretty quickly know their name because their name is going on what was formerly the Bank of America Tower.
Hmm.
They've got the naming rights to that building now, so
really?
their name is going up there. But they have a very interesting concept, It's led by, the CEO is Melinda, and I won't even try to pronounce the last name because I will butcher it. Mm-hmm. But I think it's P-R-I-A-T-E-K, Prizes and Technology. But they have a very interesting concept that has a lot of potential, whereby people can play games for free and get prizes for playing those games. And, you know, they'll put them in, you know, different shopping malls, different areas and stuff. And it doesn't cost anything. And you give them, you know, you play the game, get some prizes, and their revenue source are from the advertisers on that, the people that are kind of, in effect, giving the prizes because they're trying to get their product out there.
Wow. That sounds like a real interesting platform there. Yeah, we'd have to try to get them on as guests. Maybe you can make an introduction for me.
Happy to do so.
Well, good. And as far as the partnership goes, I understand that you just hired a new CEO.
We have a new CEO. Her name is Joni James. I'm just the chair. I get paid a huge salary of $0. Mm-hmm. But Joni is our chief of staff, paid person. And quite frankly, we were getting so busy. Our president, Peter Betzer, remains president, but he's part-time. We needed somebody full-time. And so Joni was a perfect person. She's from an unusual background. She came from the St. Pete Times, where she was on the editorial board there and worked all aspects of the newspaper. Obviously very good at communication.
Is that now the Tampa Bay Times?
Tampa Bay Times? I still like the St. Pete Times. You know, I still call it the St. Pete Times.
Yep, okay.
But we'll say the Times.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, I have friends like that too, that they really didn't even like the name change, quite frankly.
So, well, I just used it for so many years that by force of habit I do.
Well, good. Now, you know, there's some, you're talking about getting people to come here. You've got a great story talking about the Blue Ocean Film Festival. Can you tell us about that and how you got that festival to come to St. Petersburg?
And again, that was through the St. Pete Downtown Partnership. Mm-hmm. Interesting story. Again, Peter Betzer, who is our president, got to know the people that are running Blue Ocean Film Festival. And it's a film festival celebrating the ocean. So, and they have 300 or 400 films that they review and award different prizes to each year. It's held once a year, but one year it's in Monte Carlo. And this next year, it's here in St. Petersburg. So it's an internationally known show. You get people coming to visit. It's a week-long kind of celebration. And it's much more than just a film festival. They also have a lot of information about the ocean and conserving and conservation efforts and the importance of the ocean. So it's not just pure film, mm-hmm. but also people that are trying to, conserve the resources of the planet, which I think is a very worthy goal.
Now, did that start in California?
Well, I was just about to get to that.
Is that the Monterey Festival?
It was formerly at Monterey.
Okay.
What we did was, we had convinced the management that probably St. Pete was a great place to have it. So we arranged to have their board of directors meeting here in St. Pete. And a lot of people were very reluctant with the idea of maybe moving it to St. Pete. And people were, they didn't know St. Pete. Said, well, why in the world would we want to have it in St. Pete? There's no, what's going on in St. Pete? Why would we want to have it here? Well, regardless, we had the board meeting here, and we had a two-day blitz. You know, at the beginning of the meeting, several members were saying, I'm not sure this is the place. At the end, and I was at this board meeting, the person who was probably most doubtful about it, stood up and said, if we ever want to grow this program, if we really want to expand this film festival, the only place to do it is here in St. Pete. So that was a great endorsement of St. Pete. And we basically showed we've got a great marine science program here through USF, mm-hmm. graduate program. People don't realize, throughout the United States, what high-quality school we have here.
Right. And so that's affiliated with the Blue Ocean Film Festival?
Well, it's a natural. A lot of them are interactive with it.
I see.
It's not officially affiliated. USF doesn't have anything to do with it. Mm-hmm. But the scientists that are over there and the people that are working there obviously help out with it and interact. And some of them get on panels and things of that nature.
So I think that that story just shows people, especially those CEOs in other parts of the country that are thinking about different parts of the country to relocate their business to. I mean, just check out St. Petersburg, and that's kind of what happened there, right? Once you had a chance just to put your arms around them, if you will, you know, they saw how nice it was here.
Well, I've got a second story along those lines.
Okay.
We have a new company here in St. Pete called Genius Central. And a similar story, this with the help of the city and the chamber and the partnership, its CEO, John Miles, who lives in St. Pete, knew what St. Pete had to offer, wanted to have the company move to St. Pete, and they were down in Sarasota, Bradenton.
Okay.
And so, again, had a board meeting of their board. They came into St. Pete, saw St. Pete, liked what they saw, and then it's a very outside-the-box thinking company, very dynamic company. And I think they have 70 people, 70 employees.
Really? Nice name, Genius Central.
What they do, but they do very high-end data analytics.
Okay.
And it's a software company. And they will, and again, I'm not a technology person, so I may not have this exactly correct, but they will do an analysis of the reams of data that different companies will bring in and then give them guidance as to what they should be doing. A lot of it is geared towards retailers. For example, you know, Target may have all the information, what's sold in different stores and how many and where and things of that nature. They'll do an analysis and then can make recommendations. Okay, here are the products that are selling best here. Here's what you should do here. Oh, pretty soon the next wave will be this. And it's kind of mind-boggling, and I don't understand it. But it's interesting. Where are they located? They located in the Warehouse Arts District.
Yeah, that's an interesting place. That one of my guests, recent guests from Intrinio, just moved into space there, and going to have a grand opening shortly. You know, what is it exactly? Is it a big building? Is it an area? Is it
the Warehouse Arts District? Is a district bounded very roughly by First Avenue North, 16th Street, 31st Street and the highway. Mm-hmm. But that's an area that has the zoning that allows artists to live there, to create their art there, and to sell their art all in the same location. So it's very desirable from that point of view. But
is Genius Central part of the Arts Exchange or the Warehouse Arts Exchange?
It's inside the Warehouse Arts District.
Okay.
Okay. It is directly across inside the Warehouse Arts District. Another exciting concept being built there. The Warehouse Arts District purchased a couple of acres with several warehouse buildings on it. And now they're raising money to renovate those buildings so that they'll become art studios. And one thing that goes hand in hand is innovation in art. And again, Genius Central really liked what they saw there. It's kind of decrepit now. You really have to have an imagination to see what it can become. Mm-hmm. They see that. And so they're located directly across the Pinellas Trail from the property. It was purchased by the Warehouse Arts District, which is known as the Arts Exchange. And that's where, I mean, to show you, again, St. Pete has become known as a city of the arts. To show you the demand, right now we have a waiting list, and it's not even built. We haven't begun construction of 140 artists that have expressed an interest in locating there.
Wow, 140.
140. And probably about 15 to 20% of those are from outside the community.
Do you have enough room for that many artists there?
No, we don't. Yeah. We just,
okay.
You know.
All right.
We could build it if we got several million dollars, but...
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Mark Ayling was a guest a little while back, and he's done some great things in the community with his art. You know, in that Genius Central area, though, what else is going to be there? They've got offices, retail. I even heard some manufacturing for marine-related businesses?
Well, it's an industrial area, but it's really kind of an up-and-coming area because if you go down 22nd Street, they've got Sylvia's Restaurant that opened up. Mm-hmm. You go north, they've got Three Daughters Brewing. Mm-hmm. You've got the Morian Center for Clay. So it's becoming a destination, slowly becoming a destination. There's actually a distillery opening up there.
Really?
A micro-distillery. But the city owns 14 acres just south, right across the street from Sylvia's. It's along 22nd Street and about 6th Avenue South on the west side and a little bit on the east side. They put out an RFP a couple months ago, request for a proposal on developing that site. And one of the city's requirements is that, again, they got money from the federal government to acquire that land, is that it has to be used to generate jobs. So they sent out an RFP to say, okay, we've got 14 acres here. How would you use it? Well, there's one proposal that's in that I'm excited about because they're going to be putting phase one, I think, would be about 40,000 square feet of kind of clean manufacturing companies. And its emphasis is on marine docks, marine-related products. Also, interestingly enough, an LED company. And they indicate they're going to be able to generate 170 jobs down there. But in addition, it's not just purely manufacturing. They went out, they listened to the community. Along 22nd Street, what they have envisioned are kind of offices and maybe living quarters for potentially retail or, you know, if there's any professionals that want to, you know, work there, you know, CPAs, architects, or anything like that, right along the main corridor. And then, in addition, again, they talked to the Warehouse Arts District. They're talking about putting in, along 6th Avenue South, art studios for artists where they can live, work, and sell their art, which is what the zoning allows. Mm-hmm. So they'd have small art studios for artists. So with everything in the plans there, that could become a big destination place.
Mm-hmm. I'm speaking with Rob Kapusta, the chair of the St. Petersburg Downtown Partnership. There's so many other projects going on. Tell us what you know about the Tampa Bay Innovation Center plans.
Well, that's another very exciting opportunity for St. Pete. The Tampa Bay Innovation Center has been around for 11 years. What they do is they provide guidance, services, and kind of let an entrepreneur know how to grow their company, how to start their company, how to grow their company, and kind of give them basically teaches them how to do that. And they're right now, they have a location in Largo, but that location is being sold. So they need a new building to locate in. And we've got plans in the works to build a 30 or 40,000 square foot building down on 4th Street and 11th Avenue South. I believe it's 11th, it may be. But we're working hard. We need to raise the money to get that done. And hopefully in the next year or two, you'll see a new building that will be designed to attract startup companies to come there to kind of help grow their company. They graduate from the program, the idea being they'll stay in St. Pete and grow with St. Pete.
Well, sounds like a lot of stuff going on, Rob. There's always some great things. And, you know, this brings us to, we just have a few more questions, but this brings us to the interview tip of the week. And so if anyone was going to apply to any of the companies that you've been involved with, what one piece of advice would you give them?
Well, you get hundreds of applications and resumes coming in. And, you know, you get the usual, you need to stand out. I think when I'm looking at it, if I get a two-page resume, it's too much information. Mm-hmm. You should be able to be concise, clear, and really clearly articulate your strengths, mm-hmm, and what you bring. And if there's something that's not reflected on the resume, some quality that you feel that you have that you think would lead itself to, being desirable for this employer, kind of not, you don't need to go for five paragraphs explaining that. You know, I personally prefer something that's concise, well written. You know, and I come across a lot of grammatical and spelling errors, and that immediately turns me off.
Especially for an attorney. I mean, my goodness, you know.
Well, anyone that's applying for a job,
right,
and doesn't have the, you can get it right. You can go review it, get somebody else to review it. If you haven't done that, kind of indicates to me somebody that's just either A, throwing it together, or doesn't have the perseverance to go through and make sure. So it immediately sends to me you've got half a strike against you when I see that.
Okay, well, that's really good advice. And, you know, I want to finish up talking about your involvement with the Bill Edwards Foundation for the Arts. It's a supporter of the Mahaffey Theater.
Yeah, well, again, you talk about what we've got going on here in St. Petersburg. We've got a great arts, not only fine arts, we've got the performing arts. I'm chair of the Bill Edwards Foundation for the Arts, and they strongly support the Mahaffey Theater. And you look at the program and how far that theater has come in the last 3 years. It's pretty amazing.
Is it just a new theater within 3 years, or did it get renovated recently?
Well, Bill came in and took over management of a little over 3 years ago, actually. Mm-hmm. And has done a great job with it. I mean, we've got Tony Bennett coming in the spring. We've got Sinatra singing Sinatra, Frank Sinatra Jr.
Really?
You know, coming in, singing some of his father's songs. We've got great variety. We've got Disney Fantasia for kids. We've got Mickey and Minnie's Doorway to Magic coming. So, and then the Australian Bee Gees show. You know, Patty Griffin. Yeah, you got Captain Kirk coming here. William Shatner. Shatner's World is coming.
Really? All right.
So,
well, it sounds and you really do have a lot of diversity in the programming there. That's for sure.
Very much so.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, and so you know, to finalize everything, you know, what do you see? What would be the some main reasons why somebody might want to relocate here? If they have a business that they're looking to pay less taxes and stuff like that. I mean, but really, what would you tell a CEO that's in New Jersey and looking for a new place to have their business run?
Well, St. Pete is a large but still very well-connected town. It's kind of like a small town. Everybody knows each other. It's very, very supportive, unlike some other areas. Our quality of life is second to none. Our water views, our downtown park system. Again, our big thing is our quality of life. And then our workforce is I think we've got a strong workforce. Again, we've got a number of colleges in downtown St. Pete. We've got St. Pete College. We've got USF St. Pete. Just a little bit further south, we've got Eckerd College. We've got great museums here.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Dalí Museum, which is, I believe it's it's the only 4-star rated museum in the southeast.
Mm.
It's one of the top-rated museums in the country, and the you know the art that it has there is just incredible.
Mm-hmm. New shows all the time.
Yeah, Museum of Fine Arts has a great collection also, and we've got two new museums coming in.
Really? Which ones?
We've got the Arts and Crafts Museum that's going up where the Synovus Bank building is, that block right there, and then Tom James is bringing his museum to town, and it's going to be right in the heart of downtown St. Pete, you know. On
Tom James is who?
For people, I believe he's still the CEO of Raymond James.
Oh, okay.
So
wow, that's great.
Yeah, you know, so he's got an incredible art collection, mostly Western art, but a lot of other art, and he's bringing that to downtown St. Pete also.
Is it similar to the art that's on their property?
Yes.
Wow, yeah. That should be fantastic. Wow. Well, Rob, thank you so much for being here today. I really appreciate it, and hope you'll return again in the future. You know, if any of our listeners want more information on any of the companies and topics we discussed here today, do you have any website addresses they could visit?
Well, the partnership website, and again, I just put in St. Petersburg Downtown Partnership. It'll get to you.
Right.
If you need any legal services, my website, Fisher & Sauls.
How do you spell that?
FISHERSAULS.com.
Great.
And I think the Warehouse Arts District, again, just Google that. That'll bring up that website. And just the last plug, there's a fundraiser on September 25th there if anyone's interested. It's a rare, very reasonably priced. Go to the website and you can get all the information on it.
Perfect, Rob. Thanks so much for being here today. That was my guest, Rob Kapusta, definitely one of the people working hard to make St. Pete and Tampa Bay a great place to live, work, and play. And now it's time for the Job Talk Alumni Update. Our friends at SavvyCard, that we mentioned earlier, want to remind everyone about their Find Services program that's about to launch this month through RE/MAX Metro. So if you know anyone you would like to recommend for services that are related to buying a home, please go to their website at SavvyCard.com, and you can submit their name. It helps everyone, so please refer someone if they've done a great job for you in the past. I want to congratulate all the winners of the Good Burger Awards that were held last Thursday at Janus Live in downtown St. Petersburg. The Chamber and everyone involved did a great job. Joe Bordeaux is broadcasting live from the event, which is a lot of fun. Could be heard right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. I got to meet some very interesting people there, too, and some will be guests in the future on Job Talk. Hope you had a chance to listen in. A special congratulations goes out to Mike Sutton, the CEO of Habitat for Humanity of Pinellas County and a Job Talk alumni, who won the award for the Community Conscious category. Great job, Mike, and keep up the wonderful work you're doing over there. And finally, the sponsor of this program, Eagle Day Logistics, is looking for an advanced PLSQL developer team lead for one of their very best clients. If you know anyone or are interested yourself, please contact me or send a resume to me at deanlogan@radiosaintpete.com, and I'll make sure it gets to the right folks. Eagle is also now offering project management services to their clients. Michelle Egeter, who is PMP certified, will be heading up those services and can be reached at 727-535-3592. And the shout-outs today go to Andrew, who's back in town. It's really good to see you. And to Frankie, the best coffee artist in town. And to my buddy Dave, who's having a birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday, Dave. And LW, keep your spirits up. I'll be in touch soon. And to my guest next week, Chris Steinacher, the CEO of the St. Petersburg Area Chamber of Commerce. Chris has been very busy, so we're lucky to have him spend some time here on Job Talk next week. And I want to thank you all for listening to Job Talk and for tuning in to RadioSt.Pete.com. You should check out the great music on the site as it features local musicians here, too. New shows are in production as the website keeps getting better and better. You can choose your favorite style of music 24 hours a day, including pop, country, jazz, and classical. Other interesting programs you might enjoy are the broadcasts like the Suncoast Tiger Bay Luncheon. And by the way, if you're looking for an organization that has wonderful speakers who are leaders within the community and a really good lunch too, you should check out that organization. Just Google Suncoast Tiger Bay and take a look at their website. And be sure to listen to Will Koontz as he hosts the Homemade broadcast at 6 p.m. on Sundays. He's also going to be a guest in Job Talk sometime in the near future, so stay tuned for that announcement. And treat yourself to the Indie Circuit with Mal that airs on Sundays at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Toriano Parker has a new program he calls Hard Hitting Radio that airs on Thursdays at 12:15 p.m. And you can also look for Toriano's broadcasts on YouTube. And we have a new addition to the Radio St. Pete lineup, Haley J. Haley will be contributing an interview centered on the local music scene, as well as trying her hand at some live broadcasting and recorded interviews from First Friday, the Saturday Morning Market, and more. Her first assignment is tonight at the Dolly Museum from 7 to 9 p.m. She'll be at the reception for the St. Petersburg Festival SPF 15. So good luck, Haley J. And be sure to check out the website often and see what's new. You can download the free app and listen anywhere you take your phone, tablet, or computer. So check it out. That's RadioSt.Pete.com. Also, if you enjoy listening to the program, please tell your friends. Let me know if you have any suggestions for future guests on Job Talk. You can send those suggestions to me at deanlogan@radiosaintpete.com, and I really do look forward to your comments and suggestions. I want to take this time to thank Joe, Richard, Hari, my engineers Dan and Sean, and all the Eagles for their help. As always, I want to end Job Talk with this final thought and say to everyone listening, if you're thinking about relocating a family or business and are looking for a great place to live, work, and play, you should come visit and take a look at all St. Pete and Tampa Bay has to offer. I'm glad I did. I think you'll be glad you did, too. So thanks for listening, and until next time, when we talk about jobs on Job Talk, this is Dean Logan. Take care, everybody.
You have been listening to Job Talk with Dean Logan, a presentation of RadioSt.Pete.com and Eagle Data Logistics. Eagle Data Logistics is one of the premier Oracle Gold partners on the East Coast, providing hardware and software sales, data recovery, DBA services, and recruiting. With more than 10 years in business, Eagle Data Logistics in downtown St. Petersburg. Job Talk with Dean Logan came to you live from our studios inside Eagle Data Logistics on the 10th floor of the Plaza Tower in downtown St. Petersburg.
RadioSaintPete.com.